Living Emuna, number 15, recognize your blessings. Appreciating Hashem's kindness brings us more blessing. Rabbi Victor Miller would stress that we must appreciate not only the big things in life, but also the simple, everyday conveniences that we enjoy. I was driving home on a cold winter night at about 10 p.m., and I noticed a store that was still open and crowded with people. As I came closer, I realized it was a laundromat. The place was packed with people waiting as the laundry was washed and dried. I thought to myself, how fortunate I am that I have a wash and dry at home so that I don't have to go out into the cold night schlepping heavy bags of laundry. We have so much blessing in our lives that we at times fail to recognize. A person feels a chill in the air, he presses a button on the thermostat, and within minutes he's comfortable. There are so many of us who are dissatisfied with their living conditions, wishing they had a larger home, without appreciating how good the home is. Sometimes as I drive through other neighborhoods, I notice the very small apartments often situated on top of the stores. I'm filled with gratitude that I don't have the same accommodation. Truly great people consistently say thank you. In the Amida prayer, many daven at great length when asking for health, livelihood, success, and our other needs. But one section that is often shortchanged is Modim, towards the end of the Amida, in which we thank Hashem for all we have been given. A student approached his rabbi and asked why it is that the rabbi's Amida recitation is always so much longer than his. I make a point of praying slowly and with concentration, the student said, but every time I finish well before you. Why does your Amida prayer take so long? Simple, the rabbi answered. Before I begin Modim, I first think about the blessings in my life. I think about each one of my children and grandchildren, my house and my parnasa, livelihood, my Torah learning, and so on. I think to myself, Hashem, you have given me so much. Only after I finish thinking of all this do I proceed to bow and recite Modim. Reciting the Modim prayer is of paramount importance. The book Das Zakenim writes that if one recites Modim properly, his recitation is considered equivalent to reciting 100 blessings, hinted to by the fact that the numerical value of the word Modim is 100. A convention was once held in a certain hotel in Europe with many prominent rabbis in attendance. One of the participants was outside one of the hotel rooms at night and he heard a guest talking to Hashem. Hashem, thank you so much for my health. Hashem, thank you so much for my wife. Hashem, thank you so much for enabling me to pay my bills. Hashem, thank you so much for giving me intelligence. This guest went on and on, listing all his blessings in life for which he was grateful. The next morning, this participant went to the front desk to ask who had stayed in room 108 the previous night. It turned out that this was the room of the Chofetz Chaim, the leader of world Jewry in the early 1900s. Before going to sleep each night, the Chofetz Chaim would express his gratitude to Hashem for all his blessings. Appreciation is the key to happiness in life. As we sage day in Tehillim, Mizmor l'todah, ibdu et Hashem b'simcha. When we appreciate all we have, we'll be able to serve Hashem with joy and thus allow Him to shower us with even more and greater blessings.